I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parc.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Bob Bolton. I'll be 49 in a couple days. I'm in Fairbanks, Alaska with Scott Rupp, my friend and colleague.
My name is Scott Rupp. I am 50 years old, and I'm talking to my friend and colleague, Bob Bolton. I know you're quite passionate about making sure that the work environment here is as fair and as level as possible, and I'm wondering how that interest and passion evolved. Is it something that's always been there, or was there a reason that all of a sudden that came into the forefront for you?
It's definitely something that's evolved over time. I had a very good friend in my undergraduate degree who was female, who basically told me that I was messed up at times and needed to fix things in my mind regarding some of these things. That's where it sort of started, but then where it became more to the forefront for me is I had a colleague on a project that I was working on that was actually assaulted in the field under my nose, and I had no idea that the harassment and the assault or anything leading up to the assault was actually taking place. It was a definite gut punch to me and made me rethink my own values and what's going on around me, and made me open my eyes a lot more and become more aware.
It's really interesting to realize how unaware you can be of many of people's lives around you. Mm. You know, since we're just on audio here, people might not realize that we're both solidly white middle-aged guys, and in academia that kind of puts you in a spot that can make it seem like everything is fantastic and it must be that way for everyone else, but mm-hmm. It really isn't. What I like about your approach of just talking to a lot of people is the best way to get an understanding of other people is not talking yourself, but listening. And that's something that I think a lot of us are not good at. And that's another part of academia, right? If you're not talking, then you're at the back of the line. So you have to be very assertive and jump in there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I'm good at the listening part, because I'm not super assertive in some of these things.
It's such a highly competitive environment that it's pretty easy to not have any time or energy left to focus on the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of long, hundreds plus years institutional barriers for some of these things.
Yeah.
Science is a long game, right? In pretty much any discipline. And if you look back just over our careers and our particular disciplines, you can see how opportunities in various aspects of science have evolved, and it all took coordinated incremental change by the science community to make that happen.
But when I talk to people that are in the field or in the classrooms and these incremental changes, I see that as being like significant progress over the last 5 years. And when I talk to these people, they're like, I am so sick of the status quo. I am so sick of incremental changes. I am sick of this. And so that makes me want to like skip step two, skip step three, move on to step five, or what we're trying to get to. And it's frustrating because people behind me that I'm trying to support, they're frustrated and they don't see the change. They don't feel the change. I see the change.
It's easy to be satisfied with incremental change when the incremental change is not affecting you, right? Mm-hmm. We've got it good, and we see that things are changing for others, and so that's a positive thing. But if it hasn't changed enough for them to feel as good as we do, then yeah, it probably mm-hmm. looks really, really different through their glasses.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't know where to go. And I've always been this goal-driven person, right? It's like I have a goal. And I know there's steps that I take to follow that goal. And I'm like, I've gotten to point one, just awareness. And now
yeah.
I'm not sure what point two is, step two is. It's frustrating. And so in your mind, what do you think are the next steps?
There's a balance to play. We need the soft money that comes in to support the science to make just about everything happen. And so even if I wanted to put all my energy over here, if I do that, then we potentially don't have enough funding to support the people that make you want to move over here, right? I don't know how to get around that, but it just seems to me we need to get more people that are desperate for the change to be in a position of making the change and not looking to others to affect the change for them. In all aspects, whether it's staff or students or other faculty, is just whenever you can do anything to help them succeed, you just need to find the time to do it, even really little things. I think it's really fun to be able to do any small thing that empowers others to reach for their goals. That's a lot more satisfying than publishing a paper.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no, this was fun. I like talking about this sort of thing with you.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Mike DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.